Section 1. You will hear a customer phoning a builder to discuss some work she would like him to do on her home. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Thorndykes?
Good morning. Is that Mr. Thorndyke?
Speaking. How can I help?
I've got quite a few things which need painting and fixing in the flat, and I wonder whether you'd be able to do the work.
I'm sure I'd be able to help, but let me take down a few details.
Yes, of course.
Well, firstly, how did you hear about us?
It was my friend May Hampton.
The customer heard of the builder from her friend, so friend has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Thorndykes?
Good morning. Is that Mr. Thorndyke?
Speaking. How can I help?
I've got quite a few things which need painting and fixing in the flat, and I wonder whether you'd be able to do the work.
I'm sure I'd be able to help, but let me take down a few details.
Yes, of course.
Well, firstly, how did you hear about us?
It was my friend May Hampton. You did some excellent work for her a couple of years ago. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. That was in West Park Flats. Lovely lady.
Yes, she is.
And what's your name, please?
It's Edith Pargeter.
Edith, can you spell your surname, please?
It's P-A-R-G-E... Double T-E-R.
Double T, right. And do you live in West Park Flats as well?
No, actually it's East Park, Flat 4.
Oh, right. That's over the road, I seem to remember. Quite difficult to get to.
Yes, it's at the back of the library.
Right, I know. And what's your phone number?
875-934, but I'm out a great deal in the afternoons and evenings.
So would the best time to ring you be in the morning?
Yes.
Fine, I've made a note of that. Can I just ask, I'll be in a van, and I know parking's rather difficult around your flat. Where would you recommend?
Well, I always tell people in larger vehicles to park by the post box on the other side of the road from the entrance.
Good, thanks.
And will you be able to give me a full itemised quote?
Oh, yes. I'll list all the jobs separately with individual prices.
That'd be a great help.
No problem.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Now, what would you like me to do?
Firstly, and most urgently, is in the kitchen. With all the weather damage, the glass in the door has cracked and I'd need that fixing.
I presume you mean replacing?
Oh, yes, and as soon as possible.
What I'll do is come round tomorrow morning and do that immediately.
Oh, thank you so much. The other things aren't so urgent, but...
Now, I'll make a note of everything you want doing.
Well, in the kitchen, I'd like some painting doing.
All the kitchen walls?
Just the area over the cooker. It's very greasy.
Right, it does tend to get that way.
Yes.
Well, if you want a proper job done, what I'd need to do is strip the old paint and plaster it about a week before I paint it.
Of course. Now, May tells me you also do work in the garden.
That's right.
Well, I'd like you to replace a fence.
Just one?
Yes, at the far end.
Fine, shouldn't be a problem.
And that's the lot.
Fine. Yeah, as I say, I can come round tomorrow morning to look over things with you.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
So, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow at...
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.